I'm struggling as a dad. I'm struggling as a husband. I'm struggling in almost every single area of my life I'm not happy with. And I want to say that for other people to be able to hear that and say, me too. I'm not the only one, because now we can begin to start to deal with it. This isn't an issue of sitting here parked on it, making excuses and staying there, but it's really flipping hard to move forward when you feel like you're just a piece of shit who's all alone in this world. It's really hard to have hope and have some inspiration when you feel like you're fundamentally fucked up.
So this is a highly traumatized society. You can't compare traumas. Each person's trauma is their own, and the pain is real. And to say that somebody else's greater pain is utterly meaningless. And we would never do it to other people, we only do it to ourselves. Trauma isn't what happens to you. Trauma is what happens inside you. Trauma is not the fact that you have pain or sadness. That's not trauma. Trauma is when you're alone with your pain and sadness, so you can't process it and move through it.
We are all born innocent, and we're all born just wanting to be loving and loved. And then something happens. And then it's a hard road back.
This video is super important to me, and I hope that it's going to be as impactful for others as I'm hoping it will be. Since I did my first video about quitting drinking, I've had a lot of people from all over the place reach out to me. One of the things that I've heard from people a few times, they've said something along the lines of, it seemed like you had your shit together. Every time I would hear that, it bothered me. My intent has definitely never been to put that across, and since I've been going through this process of deep introspection and dealing with my own stuff and becoming aware of why it is that I do what I do, or why I have these issues, or why these arise in the first place, and having these conversations with others and really starting to understand how deep this mental health crisis really is, particularly among men, and I only say that because I'm a man and I can relate to that. There's so much pressure on people to keep their mouth shut. And we talk a really good game societally and culturally about mental health awareness and anxiety stuff. And we wear a shirt and we throw a little flag up and we act like it's something that we're actually dealing with. And it's not. We're just paying lip service to it. We're not doing anything about it. This whole issue of people saying to me that it seemed like you had your shit together has really bothered me though. Because for that to be what's portrayed doesn't serve anybody in any capacity. And like I said, being aware of this mental health crisis and knowing how many people I look at in the eyes every single day, and I look at them and I just wonder, are you suffering in silence? How close are you? And knowing, and all I want to do for people. I just want people to feel safe. I know most people don't have anybody that they can talk to. Most people don't have friends that they can trust. Most people don't even know what it's like to have real friends. I don't know, I don't want that ever to come across. I don't have my shit together. And I can say this because I don't care. I'm at peace with my process. And a part of it is I know that everybody's going through it. We live in such a culture that's so full of bullshit, superficial, shallow facades, and it puts the pressure on. I think there's so many people that are just dying to reach out and dying for somebody to just be real with them and for them to be real. And part of this whole process for me, between coming across Dr. Gabor Mate's stuff and then shortly thereafter being told about Brené Brown's stuff on vulnerability and how, you know, we need that for connection, and how connection between a ton of these things that have all come together seemingly coincidentally and serendipitously, just realizing, like, and seeing it in myself in the last couple months when I would connect with people, you know, and dealing with some of my own internal darkness, getting inside my own head and struggling through some of these things and really trying to understand, like, what the hell's the meaning of life? What am I here for? What am I doing? What's all this? What's the suffering for? What's the point of suffering through a lot of these things? Just dealing with some very deep stuff that I've kind of always been that way. But when you don't have alcohol to use to run away from some of these things, realizing how much trauma I've had, how much trauma I had as a kid, how incredibly unstable and chaotic and how much of a mess my childhood was. I didn't realize it until now. I just ignored it because I didn't want to talk about it, because you're not supposed to talk about that stuff. But realizing that it's actually an absolute imperative to talk with, and seeing the healing that's happened through that has been incredible. I'm going to talk about that at a different time. I want to talk about this issue of seeming like I have my shit together and thoroughly dismantling that. These times of connecting with people and being in, you know, just having social times with good people and realizing I completely lost track of how I was feeling earlier. And just coming away from those experiences and realizing, like, relationships are the richness of life. Like, there's nothing to me, and I don't think this is an isolated thing with just some types of people. I think that if we aren't operating like this, it's because of something there. And you've never had an experience with people that are really real, that you can count on, that you can trust, feel safe with, and be in, have a meaningful relationship with. Friendship, relationship, connection. I think it's so fundamentally important. Dr. Gabor Mate says it's as instinctual to survival as anything else. It is absolutely important. And so for me, you know, the reason that I bring this up is because with this whole connection thing and relationship stuff that I'm realizing, and just looking at it and seeing how much shallow superficiality completely severs that connection and makes it impossible, which is why so many people that I encounter, they're hurting big time because they don't have real friends to connect with, and it amplifies all that stuff and makes it worse. It's people that you can trust, people that you can be real, that you can be yourself with. You know, I have 6 or 7 people in my life outside of family that I know that I can trust unequivocally. They know who I am and they like me anyways, as people say. Those are the kinds of people that we all need. And so I just wanted to put that out there and say, I'm struggling as a dad. I'm struggling as a husband. I'm struggling in almost every single area of my life I'm not happy with. And I want to say that for other people to be able to hear that and say, me too. I'm not the only one, because now we can begin to start to deal with it. This isn't an issue of sitting here parked on it, making excuses and staying there, but it's really flipping hard to move forward when you feel like you're just a piece of shit who's all alone in this world. It's really hard to have hope and have some inspiration when you feel like you're fundamentally fucked up. And that's a lot of the messages that our society portrays, and this is a lot of what I'm learning. And so I want to contribute, because I don't give a shit who thinks what about me, whatever it is. I have enough people that think well of me, and I'm at peace with my process no matter what anybody else says. I don't need any more validation from anybody else, and their criticism doesn't matter. And I want to be strong for people who are in that same position, who need to hear that, who are struggling, who there is so much brightness and so much goodness inside of them if we can get past that, and they can feel safe to be real and be who they are. And I want to contribute to that conversation and break down some of these barriers and do everything that I can to do that, because it needs to happen. It needs to happen. That's why I got emotional earlier, because I could see the goodness in people and see who they are, and I can see the pain. I can feel it, and I so badly want to just ask them. We need to start telling people that it's okay to talk about your past. It's okay to deal with these things. It's okay to be sad, because I don't think most people want to park there and use it as an excuse. I think a lot of people just want to be understood, and that is the best thing that we can do for anybody. I've found for myself through that process that just feeling like somebody's understood and listened to me has released thousands of pounds worth of weight on my shoulders that I didn't even realize were there until it was gone. And so that's my intent, is to be able to contribute to this, especially people that are struggling with addiction, because I relate to that. So if this has made any benefit to you, if this makes you think, if this sparks something in you, please talk about it. We need to talk about this more. We need more people to be vulnerable, which requires courage. We need to stop the bullshit that being hard equates to being tough. That's not the case. It's very dangerous, and it's very toxic, and it's wreaking havoc on people's lives all over the place. And it's time we break through that. Hey guys, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this, and I sincerely hope that this helps you and gives you some orientation and helps you gain your bearings in life, as it has for me. Some quick further suggestions before you take off. I cannot recommend, if you're struggling with addiction, I cannot recommend enough that you check out some of Gabor Mate's work. His name is spelled G-A-B-O-R, last name's Mate, M-A-T-E. He is arguably one of the foremost experts in the world on early childhood trauma and addiction and how they relate. And last but certainly not least, Brené Brown. You might have seen her famous TED Talk, The Power of Vulnerability. She has innumerable best-selling books, Rising Strong, Daring Greatly, The Gifts of Imperfection, and again, I cannot recommend her strongly enough, so please let me know how this helps you. Let's connect on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, and I sincerely am humbled that anything that I'm doing is making a difference in your life, but I would really appreciate it if you would share this podcast and give it a 5-star rating if it so deserves. thank you, and we'll catch you on the next one.